Wall Street Journal just came out with a poll. Headline, Trump way up, Cruz going down. I mean, so don't, so you can't, they don't like the Wall Street Journal, they don't like NBC, but I like the poll. And frankly, it just came out. And in Iowa now, as you know, Ted, in the last three polls, I'm beating you. So, you know, you shouldn't misrepresent how well you're doing with the polls. You don't have to say that. In fact, I was all for you until you started doing that, because that's a misrepresentation. Number one. Number two, this isn't me saying it. I don't care. I think I'm going to win fair and square. I don't have to win this way. Thank you. Lawrence Tribe and numerous from Harvard, of Harvard, said that there is a serious question as to whether or not Ted can do this, okay? There are other attorneys that feel, and very, very fine constitutional attorneys, that feel that because he was not born on the land, he cannot run for office. Here's the problem. We're running. He does great. I win. I choose him as my vice presidential candidate, and the Democrats sue because we can't take him along for the ride. I don't like that, okay? The fact is, and if for some reason he beats the rest of the field, see, they don't like that. They don't like that. But, no, they don't like that he beats the rest of the field because they want me. But, but if for some reason, Neil, he beats the rest of the field, I already know the Democrats are going to be bringing a suit. You have a big lawsuit over your head while you're running, and if you become the nominee, who the hell knows if you can even serve in office? So you should go out, get a declaratory judgment, let the courts decide, and you shouldn't have mentioned the polls because I would have been much different.
Why now? Why are you raising this issue now?
Because now he's doing a little bit better. No, I didn't care before. It's true. No, it's true. Hey, look, he never had a chance. Now he's doing better. He's got probably a 4 or 5% chance.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
I was
Neil.
The fact is, there's a big overhang. There's a big question mark on your head, and you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty. Even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%, because he wasn't born. I mean, you have great constitutional lawyers that say you can't run. If there was a, and you know, I'm not bringing a suit, I promise. But the Democrats are going to bring a lawsuit. And you can't, you have to have certainty. You can't have a question. I can agree with you or not, but you can't have a question over your head.
Senator, you want to respond?
Well, listen, I've spent my entire life defending the Constitution before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to be taking legal advice from Donald Trump.
You don't have to. Take it from Lawrence Tribe. You don't have to.
Well, I'll tell you also.
Take it from your professor.